from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Those nuggets are definitely being discussed.
Tyler, I haven't really heard your voice today.
Something must be wrong with it.
I wonder, is he in it?
Oh, no, I'm good. I was just here busy a bit.
I'm just saying, when I say hear your voice, I'm thinking, coming off of what you came off of, I wondered if we get scruff voice Tyler.
If it was yesterday, you would have.
But nasally Tyler yesterday?
Oh,
Tyler,
all Tyler day yesterday.
Did you drive home hungover?
Thank God I did not have to drive. I rode with one of my boys here in Houston. He drove us up to New Braunfels and got us back. But yeah, yesterday I was in a bad place.
Tyler, I ain't gonna lie to you. Not yesterday, I was not jealous of you. But when you texted me listening to the old post game show on the Comal River,
yeah, man, I was listening to you and Shawnee P out there on the river.
I was a little jealous.
It was nice.
I mean, on that river, I'm sure. By the way, on that river, you drinking cold beer?
Oh yeah, we had a keg in a tube floating with our group.
What did you drink when you played golf?
I was drinking primarily vodka when we were out on the golf course.
I told you.
What was it?
It was like some sort of spritzer deal. It was very refreshing in the hot sun. It was like vodka and some sort of like maybe pineapple juice or something.
No, I was off. That's refreshing. He thought you were going straight beer. I said, no,
at some point you got to go to beer. You can't go hard liquor the whole time. No, 18 holes, right?
I went beer the whole time we floated.
No, I'm talking about on the 18 holes of golf.
You went vodka 18 holes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Were you cross-eyed when you got off?
And a few fireball shots.
Somebody on the text line said fireball. Yeah. Somebody on the text line. It might have been one of your boys texting in.
I mean, I was pacing myself. I was actually in pretty good shape by the time we finished 18.
I thought you were going to go bourbon. I thought you were going to go bourbon out there.
Yeah, on that hot sun, that's tough.
Your usual.
Pineapple spritz are solid.
He thought you were going to go beer.
I thought you start with a Bloody Mary and then ease your way to a bloody beer and then go straight beer.
No, I was drinking Nooners too, actually, now that I think about it. Those High Noons.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those are refreshing. Pineapple High Noons, some sort of pineapple vodka that they were making at the course, and then a few fireball shots.
I told him the only time I've ever drank hard liquor for an entire 18 holes was with John Daly, and I was cross-eyed by about 14. Almost hit a hole in one it was a par three that was dead straight, trees on both, like lining both sides. It was as narrow as you could imagine, and it was over 200. And I hit a ball. I knew it was straight, but I lost it about 50 yards off the tee.
Yeah.
When I got up there, tee was about a foot from the damn
thing. That's beautiful. Mr. Daly will do it to you.
Oh, man, it was awful. I don't know how you do it, man.
Fireball shots.
I think there was only like two or three of the 14 of us out there that were drinking beer on the course.
Y'all was out there getting after it.
The debaucherous group?
I wonder what that back nine looked like. When I say back nine, I mean 10.
I bet there was a time when that swing lube worked and you really was hitting it good, and there's probably a time when that ball got a bit blurry down there and got off the rails
a little bit. I really was. The only one that I saw, and he wasn't in my group of four, but the only one in our group I saw that looked kind of sloppy on the back nine was old Blame Blame. But that's to be expected. Yeah, shocker.
Dog off the meat wagon, Blame Blame.
Yeah, I found his vape on like the 10th green, and I was like, I think this is Blaine's. It was just laying in the middle of the green. I was like, I guess I'll get it to him.
He was dialed in on the putter, man.
Yeah, he was sloppy.
Let's go to Frank. We found Blaine's vape on the 10th hole. All right, coming up. Hey, the Astros did what they needed to do without the big fella. We'll get the latest on what's going on with Yordan Alvarez and Mauricio Dubon.
Is he all right?
Who?
Mo.
I hope Mo is. I hope Yordan is too, because he ain't played over the weekend.
I was talking about Dubon and that wall.
Well, yeah, we had to get to Dubon, because Dubon, well, you ain't never made me. It never made me look so good ever in my entire life.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.